Hello and welcome. I want to talk in this video about the current dialogue occurring between a voice for men and men going their own way at present. There was a quote by Plato that stated, "We can forgive a child who is afraid of the dark, but the true tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light." I mean, we all have a perception of reality, and that perception shapes and drives our experiences. And so in turn, we act in ways consistent with these beliefs, and this becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So even in the face of the undeniable, a person will still maintain their stance, they won't back down, and there's many factors driving this. Yet the way in which we've evolved, in evolutionary terms, our rate of survival was dependent on being part of the tribe. So it makes sense to associate with others who share our perspective, politically, socially, whatever. But it can lead to an interdependence and an avoidance of reality. And holding on to these beliefs, which are reinforced by group consensus, is reassuring, it's calming. Now, questioning a long-held belief, it can be incredibly painful. Now, all those years invested, the fact you've been lied to and misled, and you're facing now a very uncertain future. I mean, who wants to face that? I mean, the views we hold, more often than not, they allow us to feel assured, even superior. To hell with the facts, we know the truth. It's empowering. So we come to the table with preconceived notions. So our perception is then set within a very narrow frame, and it can be uncomfortable, even humiliating, to be so wrong about a long-held belief, especially when we've expressed those opinions publicly. And if our beliefs shift, so does our behavior. People don't take kindly to that, and you face exclusion from the tribe. But the biggest problem being, if we ignore the truth, we stop learning, we stop growing. Hence why so many men live such shallow lives, emotionally and psychologically. But this avoidance of the truth, it comes with a cost. Now, many men will still fall on their sword, rather than admit to themselves and others that they're wrong about society, that they're wrong about masculinity, about female nature, and the risks inherent when faced with the facts. Because it's a big leap for men. Now, what gets overlooked is that a man will typically only walk into the unknown as a last option. And that's where we're at with a growing number of men. They've assessed the risk, and they're now charting their own path. But for many of these men, they're still in the bargaining stage. It's a process of adaptation. How do I mitigate the risk and yet still get my needs met? Some are prepared to compromise, some aren't. And people, they're hardwired in terms of behavior patterns, especially within a group. And any change in perception, it goes hand in hand with formulating a new skill set. And if you don't feel you can handle that change, you hit a brick wall. Because, people, they will always tread the path of least resistance. And it doesn't mean that people in a group or organization that they actually accept the way that things are, or the direction that group is heading. I mean, when the perceived benefits and rewards for making change are seen as less than their current situation, or are an unknown, their motivation for change will be low. I mean, it doesn't mean that they agree with the choices that that group is making, or the direction they're taking. It just means they passively accept it. It's just easier. And what that typically says about that group is that you have a dynamic or a culture where members don't or feel they can't actively engage and put their opinion forward without threat of censorship or expulsion from that group. And, I mean, we've seen evidence of this with AVFM recently. I mean, take the case of John the Other. JTO is someone I've always respected. He has conviction, he has passion in his beliefs. And a man like that would be an asset in any organization. And that's not hard to see. But in terms of any group or organization, I mean, you have to foster that culture so people will choose to engage. But it has to be an independent choice. I mean, you can't force someone to engage because all you will end up with is an echo chamber. And in society, I mean, we operate within a very established framework, you know, husband, wife, traditional relationships, traditional roles, you know. But as people, I mean, we need to understand, because uncertainty, it often leads to us reframing things or, you know, imagining potential problems and outcomes that may never eventuate or are just unrealistic. And many men, I mean, they aren't prepared to sacrifice instant gratification. They aren't prepared to forgo ego validation, you know. I mean, it's easier just to get that blowjob and that pat on the head and ignore reality. But when men feel in control of change, I mean, their resistance diminishes. You know, they stop imagining the outcome and they start managing the outcome. And all of this works against our natural instinct for self-preservation and survival. Because a man going his own way, he can't depend on the tribe, and he's viewed as a liability and a perceived threat. I mean, we all want to be accepted, even just so we can avoid conflict, and we all desire an identity. Now, however fluid that identity may be or is deemed to be, it's still a definition we align ourselves with. And in turn, I mean, we seek out others who share this identity and these common beliefs. So it's still tribal instinct. It's still base survival instinct. And when a perceived threat appears, we see the survival instinct in play. And we're seeing this with MGTOW and AVFM presently. You know, rallying of support and voicing of perspectives from both sides. And like any group, I mean, there's always going to be pressure to agree. And fear of rejection is so strong that most of the time the dissenters, they just end up agreeing with the majority opinion, you know, just to remain in the group and not rock the boat. So if you look at it, you know, men in marriage, men in cohabitation, and regardless of your viewpoint on these issues, as a man you are on your own, and it's your choice to make, and the consequences are yours and yours alone. But if we avoid the facts, if we stay silent and don't speak out and educate other males, then men and boys will keep exposing themselves to these risks. So it takes a change in perspective, else we just continue to search for cues of reinforcement. Now I can understand, the truth hurts. You go to the doctor, I mean, many would rather avoid a diagnosis of terminal cancer rather than hear it. I mean, if you have no say in the outcome of that diagnosis, you know, it's simply easier to convince yourself that everything will be okay. The majority of people, they might not have the ability to cope in such a situation, or fear they don't, so they run from the truth. But doing an honest appraisal of ourselves and the world we live in helps us to redefine hope, even if cure is not possible. I mean, you have to change your point of view in order to change a core belief. But I mean, ultimately, there was bound to be this rift between MGTOW and AVFM. And the question many have at present is, why is AVFM gunning so hard after men going their own way? And I mean, it's essentially because they're wrestling with the same issue. You know, their identity is in danger, the road is too uncertain, and they're still hanging on to the past, but this is a necessary transition, because it's simple awareness and a logical reaction to that awareness. I mean, if anything, MGTOW are now moving in a direction towards self-improvement, now away from criticizing female behavior solely. And this is a natural development, which will turn into more men helping one another. I mean, this is a positive development. And those from AVFM, they may be prepared to compromise and conform, by assuring themselves that they can mitigate the risks, and I can understand why they would want to believe that. Because men, I mean, they feel this pressure to conform every day. Yeah, even simple things, they cause a lot of aggression to be directed at you. Me, myself, I don't drink. you know, primarily because I'm in the gym at 6 a.m. nearly every morning, and I enjoy training. And I'm methodical about my diet, so I'm not prepared to compromise. But that's just one example. I mean, if you step outside the box, people become aggressive. And a man exposes himself to that risk at every turn if he goes against the norm. And perhaps because you bring others to a place where they have to face some uncomfortable truths about themselves. I mean, it's not easy to go your own way. You have to be able to weather the criticism. And a man's future financially, physically, mentally, they're more important because the risk is too great. Yeah, I mean, I've lost count of the number of men I've known who meet a woman, sleep with her within a few days. Neither party has a blood test. He doesn't wear a condom, and then he falls head over heels in love with this woman. Yeah, the same woman who's had sex with a number equal to an entire football team and the reserve bench to boot. And these men, they risk and potentially discard their future without a second's thought. And traditionalists, and a voice for men, I mean, they tend to use feminism as a deflection, to take the onus off female nature. And MGTOWs, they're sick of this. Yeah, men are facing risks at every turn, and we need to face this, not try and deflect and mitigate it. Because it all runs hand in hand. Women need to be called out on their behavior, as do men. And we need to be open about our motivations and our drives, not frame it as misogyny or some fascist agenda. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And a voice for men, they don't speak for all men's rights activists. They're just a small proportion. But what's happening, and is very obvious, is that AVFM has strayed from its original agenda. And it's no longer for the betterment of men. Now, a voice for men, they have women at the forefront, yeah, advocating a return to traditionalism to validate their cause. But it's still men seeking validation from females. I mean, we can't identify what we can't admit. And we can't claim our autonomy as men by deluding ourselves that, you know, we can negotiate on an uneven playing field, where people's heads are buried in the sand. Yet men are so much more than their biology. But they have to first identify it and seek to understand it first. Now, Paul Elam. It would seem, I mean, he's seeking mainstream appeal by distancing himself from MGTOW, you know, shunning it publicly, attempting to present it as a fringe element, as fanatical, as fascist, as anarchist. Yeah, whatever flavor of the week they come up with. Yeah, while female MRA stays silent on MGTOW. And again, if you look at it, I mean, it's female manipulating males by proxy. Yeah, MRA white knights acting as they feel they should act to protect females. Yeah, all this energy directed now at trying to discredit MGTOW and play victim, instead of facing the facts of female nature and the dangers. I mean, a voice for men is seen as a joke by everyone, and they know this. And there needs to be a new social contract. Traditionalism is dead, and there's no going back. And get with the times. See the world around you. Men have been shit on for decades to the point that they've internalized the messages. And men have woken up and they're self-aware. There's no going back. A voice for men has achieved nothing. And there's no shame in that. But what needs to follow is awareness, introspection, and strategy, not backsliding. And AVFM now, you can see it, they're trying to rebrand. But they can't do that, with MGTOW calling them out. You know, hence their attempt to control the dialogue. And from what I hear, I mean, Paul Elam, he's authoring a book on MGTOW. And it goes to say, it's the wrong approach. I mean, you want to write a book, go to the source, extend your hand. You know, MGTOW's views on women, I mean, they may seem harsh to a politically correct ear, but what do you expect after decades of anti-male bias and discrimination? I mean, it's a natural reaction, and it's a preservation strategy. I mean, yes, it's reinforcement, but it's reinforcement with a purpose. And the persecution is increasing, so expect more of it. And I've yet to see any anger directed at women by MGTOW on a level that AVFM is describing, or any trace of violence. Which goes to show the integrity and the level of self-awareness that these men have, and how they value their freedom. I mean, these men, they're focusing on advancing their own lives, and how to preserve their rights and their well-being. So Elam, I mean, he went about it the wrong way. Now, instead of extending his hand, he attacked, after MGTOW called AVFM out. And Paul, I mean, he's from the therapeutic field, and he knows better. And there's a lot of intelligent men in AVFM. Yeah, men who have written books on male self-help and others. They know full well this is not the tack to take to helping and empowering men. And that's perhaps why many in that group are silent. They're just conforming with the group. And these were the same men who were so vocal leading up to and after the conference. But the question is now, do they feel cheated? So, instead of attacking other men and deflecting the facts, Paul, why not do an honest analysis of where AVFM is at now and what you wanted to achieve when you first founded the organization? I mean, there must have been goals you wanted to achieve. You know, simply because you haven't achieved results, it doesn't mean you have to stray from your original mission and sacrifice men in the process. You know, narrow it down. Refocus. What is it you originally wanted to achieve, Paul? Define it. I don't know what sacrifices you have made over the years, but I imagine they were substantial. I mean, are you willing to disregard your original goals to appease the public opinion? I mean, I'm in no way minimizing your sacrifices, far from it. But this isn't being interpreted as advancing the rights of men, but rather betrayal. I mean, aligning yourself with traditionalists while denigrating MGTOW and attempting to control the dialogue and reframe MGTOW, it's arrogance in the extreme. Humility can be a very powerful thing, and in a time like this, I would advise it may be the best step forward. And for those men standing behind you, it's time you let your voice be heard.